You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm your host and astrologer, Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week and stay tuned into the positive, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have a full moon in Libra, which is a wonderful, connected, wanting to understand the other's point of view energy. So anything to do with relationships, anything to do with harmony and peace and beauty and justice, all fall under the Libra blanket or the Libra umbrella. And it's a really lovely, it's a time to connect with people. It's a time to, it can also be a time of indecisiveness, actually. So that's probably the difficult side of Libra, is not knowing what to choose. So options come up and you just can't see, because Libra is so wonderful at seeing all sides of the story, which is a lovely, lovely ability. And which is why Libra is always peace-seeking and harmony-seeking, because they want everybody to be happy. So with this full moon in Libra, it's a good time, and it's actually conjunct Jupiter. So there could be a lot of luck around. Like, you meet fortunate people, you meet people you may have not, like, met otherwise in lucky situations, like just strange things happening that bring you together. So Jupiter can bring you fortunate situations in all different ways. So with it connecting to this full moon like that, it could be quite a, an obvious dramatic synchronicity that makes you go, oh, like, I definitely know you from somewhere. I feel like we're connected from somewhere before. It could have a past life element to it, where you're meeting people, especially with the fact that Venus has been retrograde. Often it'll bring people from your past back, and that can include past lives. So you might have been meeting people that feel actually connected to you, and that you've never met before, but you're like, wow, we really hit it off. It's a lovely, lovely feeling. I was actually driving from, I still am driving. I'm actually in the truck right now recording this podcast, and I'm losing my voice because I was talking a blue streak for like the last 5 days. And so I should probably shut up for the next week, but I got to get the podcast done. So I was actually driving with my mother-in-law from Mexico, and we stopped in Los Angeles to meet my sister-in-law, her daughter, so she could try on wedding dresses. And my sister lives in West Hollywood. So we stopped in LA for 2 days, and which is not, you know, a normal occurrence. And we just came from a town of only 4,000 people right into the heart of Los Angeles on Sunset Strip. And we went out to all these cool places that I would have never otherwise gone to. And I met, like, many people that I felt like I was kindred spirits with in 48 hours. It was a really crazy experience. And we went to the hottest gay bar in the world, and we danced all night. And there's something about, well, I guess probably not all gay bars, and this might be only like the second gay bar I've actually ever been into, but it was so vibrant, and there was people from all walks of life and people from all ages. And there was just this amazing, uninhibited, a like sense that you could totally be yourself in this environment. And so I danced, and my sister danced, and everybody danced. My sister-in-law danced. We had like such a fabulous time. I met people. I chit-chatted with people. I got a bunch of chart readings to do. It's just an amazing kind of situation where I felt like I had known all these people before, which Venus retrograde will often make you feel. And I felt like kindred spirits were there. So that's the kind of stuff that can go on in Venus retrograde, where you actually do connect with people that are meaningful. Sometimes the connections, because it's retrograde, so that it's not functioning in its normal way, they can be fleeting and unimportant, but they can sometimes bring back people from the past. So keep your eye open for stuff like that happening right now. And with the Libra moon, it's like a very, it's definitely relationship oriented. So you'll see that there's stuff going on with your awareness of relationships. Pluto is squaring this full moon, which is an odd, because Libra's the luck, but Pluto, not that Pluto isn't lucky, because usually it'll rip the stuff out of the way that's not supposed to be there. So there might be a transformational quality going on too, where you're having revelations that this is what I need to change my relationships, or these are the relationships I don't want anymore, and this is why. Or you might even be seeing patterns that came from your past ways of relating. You might be very clear about those patterns now and not want to have anything to do with them because you're evolving, obviously, and you want to keep making forward progress and clearing things out of your way that are not on your path. And you'll know what's on your path because they'll feel peaceful and lovely, and they'll bring you a sense of self-worth and self-confidence and things like that. So with this Libra full moon, it would be a great time to make your wishes regarding the kind of relationship you do want if you don't have a relationship. Because sometimes we're meant to be lone wolves, but I think often life is easier when you have like lovely partners in your life and people to share the load and share the responsibility, and knowing that someone has your back is kind of a really lovely feeling. So let's move on to the next aspect. The next big thing this week is when the moon is in Scorpio on Thursday, the 13th, there is a conjunction, which is when the planets fall into the same alignment. They actually share the same degree in the zodiac. So the sun in Aries will align exactly with Uranus. And Uranus is the planet that shocks us into new awareness. It's the rebel change maker. It's not going to put up with the rules just because there's rules. It's constantly shaking things up and making sure you keep moving and you keep changing. And it's actually the planet when humans have their midlife crisis, which can be anywhere between like 38 and 45 kind of thing, depending on your chart. That it's the Uranus opposition that's really triggering us to like make moves. Because if we just stay complacent, in our 40s, we basically start dying because we're not making any changes. So you got to like jump in there and grab onto life and do things that you never did yet, that you know you need to do because time is running out. It makes you feel like a sense of urgency in your midlife crisis, which is why people do all kinds of crazy stuff and leave their families and quit jobs that they probably shouldn't quit. But if it's well thought out and if you can tell, if you're following your higher path, you'll know that whether it's good to do or not to do. You're not going to totally, you might be tempted to totally throw in the towel and everything and make a break for it, but it's not the best idea. Instead, you should do something challenging, or you should travel, or you should learn something new, like something to, you know, give your life some vibrancy. So that conjunction between the sun and Uranus will actually kind of act like that to all of us, where we'll feel this sense of urgency or this sense of need to like bust out of here, or I'm not going to put up with this and I'm just going to be who I am from now on. And you're not going to tell me what to do. And just, even if you're in a bad job or you're putting up with something that you really just can't believe you put up with, when Uranus and the sun come together, the odds are that you, especially in Aries, because Aries is such a go-getter and doesn't want to be held back at all, there's likelihood that something is going to give. Something will happen that will break up the monotony and will change the pattern. So it can be shocking because Uranus is often, it loves shocks. It loves shocking people. So it can be like, whoa, I didn't even see that coming. And usually, even though you know that there's a Uranus transit, you still couldn't nail what was coming. You still couldn't have like predicted it. You know that something, all you can predict is that you can't predict it. You don't know what's going to happen. But it's good to just, especially with Uranus energy, keep grounded, like literally keep your feet on the ground with your shoes off, if you can do that, if you have the climate for that. And just make sure that you are like breathing and conscious. Just don't go stumbling around reality all pissed off or like kind of blind. Make sure you are conscious. And that way, you know, you can see it coming. You're able to use your fast reflexes, which are also part of Uranus. If you have a Uranus contact in your chart, often you'll be a fast talker, like I am actually. Or also, not just or, but you'll be really good, have really good reflexes. So you'll be able to correct your course really quickly if you need to. So that is a pretty busy day on Thursday, especially with the Scorpio moon too, because Scorpio is, it's intense. It likes things to be really real. Can't put up with any superficialities. So it'll probably be a pretty interesting day. And then the next big thing is on Saturday when Venus finally, after 6 weeks, stations direct. So that'll be about 3 a.m. on Saturday, the 15th. And after 6 weeks of Venus retrograde, you'll probably be able to look over a good way to kind of see what's come of the Venus retrograde is look back and see, who have I met? Who have I reconnected with? And see if there's actually good things that have come out of it. Often there is, like, all kinds of relationships that you let go could come back if you choose them to, or you could have been reviewing your relationships to see what ones really do need to be let go. Or you might have met somebody that is meaningful to your life. And especially when you meet someone at the end of Venus retrograde, it can often be someone that's meant to come forward from, like, from the past, a past life, past situation, probably most likely a past life, and then come with you as soon as Venus goes direct. And that could have happened too. So really do take time to review what might have gone on for you in Venus retrograde. Even make notes of it, because it happens every, I guess, 15, 16 months, Venus goes retrograde. And so if you keep notes of what goes on for you during Venus retrograde, you'll kind of understand what's coming up when it goes direct again. So I think that's it. One of the things you could ask yourself this week with the full moon and with Venus going direct is, what could you do to be who you really are, your unique self, and how you can fit that into supportive relationships? And also, how can you be a support system to somebody else? And what can you do, what can you offer to that person to keep the balance between you and both be supportive people to each other? Because with Venus direct now, you'll be able to see your relationships maybe a lot more clearly than you have in the last 6 weeks or so. So it's really lovely. It'll be interesting to see. So keep conscious of that. And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions about astrology or would like to learn about your chart from me, please do contact me. You can reach me at theeverydayastrologypodcast.com or at hillaryscott.com. It would be great too if you subscribe, rate, and review if you're so inclined, because it does help the podcast get out there to other people as well, which would be fabulous. So have a lovely week and many blessings.